KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Counts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
This is Intuitive Soul, your host with Lori Houston, and today it is the last Wednesday of the month, so we have Jennifer Counts with us. Jennifer is our dream analyst, has a wealth of knowledge in assisting people with their dreams. If you have a dream and you want to discuss it, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We will be taking calls. You can also instant feedback us your dream, but you need to be really clear about your dream and you need to add in your feelings. If we don't have you on the phone, it's a little bit more difficult to interpret it, because there's questions that we usually like to ask. So it is always best to give us a call if you're wanting to have us look at one of your dreams. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org, and connect with her there so that you can see all that she does. She does poetry, and she's inspired to work on people not only through poetry but through their dreams. So, hey, Jennifer.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
So it looks like we've got a Les Mis inspired show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when I actually did get to go see the Les Mis movie, and obviously the famous song "I Dreamed a Dream." So, you know, I had to look at, you know, what was going on with the movie and then the song, because I think the lyrics are really powerful. And then watching Les Mis, it is very miserable as far, you know, and it's, so I'm watching this and I'm like, wow, how do people, when they're living in such dire straits, even think of getting outside of that and even looking at their dreams? And in the process of doing that was really interesting too, because so many other things happened, the month of, I think it was like January, February, that personally that I got to experience, not so much for myself, but witness for other people going through some really difficult times. So I think it really spoke to me. It's a beautiful song.
It is.
For anybody that, just a little bit of an update for Les Mis. It's really pronounced, I found out, Les Miserables, with a B at the end. A lot of people say, it's just Les Miserables, but it's Les Miserables. Oh. But I thought I'll start out with Hugh Jackman played Valjean, a man named Valjean. So I'm jumping around my notes a little bit, which you know I normally do. So it's Jean Valjean, and he's a peasant, and he's condemned to 19 years of slavery in prison for the crime of stealing a loaf of bread to feed a starving nephew. So it's just like, really, you know, I'm in prison for 19 years. I mean, the conditions that people lived in were extremely harsh. And, but he got out of prison. And when he got out of prison, he got the help of a priest. But when he was with the priest, he stole like all kinds of gold and silver and some very valuable items. And then he got caught. And when he went back to the priest, and they asked the priest to say, "Is this man, you know, is this your stuff?" And he let him go. He said, "No, I gave it to him." So here he has a moment of grace. And it's like, okay, so what do you do with the moment of grace? He, on the one hand actually did good things with his grace. He went and he tried to become a better person. Where you have Fantine, who is a woman who is working, single mother, has a child, needs to support the child. She's in like a sewing factory, and she ends up getting fired and unfairly. And then she has to become a prostitute. So, you know, I picked out a couple of the lyrics that she sang that I thought I wasn't going to do the whole thing. But it says, I dreamed a dream in time gone by when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers came at night with their voices soft as thunder as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame. And I think a lot of people really view life this way when they see that their hopes and dreams become something totally different, their expectations of what life is. But in the movie, I thought the one person that really tried to do something with what was given him is Jean Valjean. He tries to help Fantine and takes care of her daughter after she gets sick and she dies. He realizes, though, in the movie that his indifference caused... He actually could have saved her job, but he looked away and let the supervisor take care of it. And she reminded that in the movie. And I thought that was a big poignant part in the movie because how indifference in everyday life. Right. So I don't know, like, you know, that was the start. I don't know how much that is with dreams, but it brings for contemplation of, you know, why do things happen the way they do? I really personally don't really know. I mean, you know, you can speak, Lori. You know, it's easy to at times think about and talk about certain things because I think when someone is in the midst of what they're going through, then to have the conversation at least, because many people just continue to plow ahead through life. They do not look at themselves. They blame the outside world, and which I can readily see at times that is the case. But they tend to not step back and see how they can do something different or even an attitude different. So so that's the approach that I started looking at because what happened too is for me some different – there was a 42-year-old man, a friend of ours. He had twin daughters, you know, beautiful life. And he went out in the woods, and a tree fell on him. And just random accident, just absolutely random. Wasn't even chopping down a tree or anything, but real random. And so we had to go to, went to that funeral. My sister's a very good friend got in a really bad car accident. She just recently passed away from that accident. My cousin's wife died. So, you know, there's, you know, a young girl loses her mother at a young age. I know of a young girl that lost her mother. The thing for me is that, and I think for me, the explanation, I don't necessarily feel that you have to have an explanation. I think life has to be, there's a part of life that's a mystery. And why do things happen to some people and not to others? And so I think it can be really defeating at times. And I think this is where we can come together as human beings and recognize that we all experience a certain aspect of pain. But I think when we see pain that is purposely being inflicted on others, purposely, that's the difficult part of life when you can see where people can have different choices. So I think that's the aspect of where when I continue to work with dreams and the imagination, and I'll be discussing individuals that, and I think that's where it's the human drama and you look at life as myth. That's how the Romans really looked at life, as they saw life and tragedy. It was a play. And it's what do you do with that play? And so when you kind of look at life through the lens of a movie or a play and the human condition, it takes on an art form that's a lot different than getting caught in the situations. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Lori?
You know, you do. You start to question, you know, why do good things happen to, or why do bad things happen to good people, and why do good things happen to bad people? And they're always our perception. I mean, just this week, you know, with the passing of Debbie Ford and all the work that she did around.
Oh, I didn't know she passed away because she had cancer, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she passed away on the
weekend. I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah. And then, so you think, you know, someone who's dedicated her life to looking at the shadow work and to really, you know, healing this, you know, this inner child pain that we have, that we all have. And it just makes you think. It makes you wonder. It makes you ask questions. And, you know, sometimes there aren't answers. I mean, I do believe that everything's for a reason. But is it our reason to figure out? Is it, you know, if it affects us, you know, what is our responses to certain situations, how we react to certain situations? Those are, I mean, that determines our character. But sometimes, you know, whatever journey the people there are to take, really it's their journey. And sometimes it's hard to let that go, like to, you know, to not want to get into somebody else's business, to try and figure it out, to try and help them, to try and, you know, whatever. But it does make you think that, you know, things happen and we, you know, either plug along or we remain completely ignorant of life and just sleep our own dream, or, you know, it's an interesting question, and it's an interesting thing to sort of look at when things happen.
Right. I think there for me, we're a very analytical society. We're very much problem solvers, and that, you know, whatever problem comes in front of us, I think we're a very judgmental society too. And at times, I think the human condition where can develop more compassion, because I know quite a bit that I hear so many people that are in poverty, or people that are on assistance, and I hear many people that are doing well, and it's like, well, I worked for mine, they need to work for theirs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have this level of non-compassion.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just this in judgment, and it's just really, trust me, there's so many people doing, you know, so much for others. There's so many compassionate individuals that are doing wonderful work. But then you do have a schism that, you know, and especially in America, I mean, Canada, you guys have, you know, healthcare for everybody.
Right.
And you can't even think of not allowing a human being not to have health care, where they can fall into the traps of poverty very easily, because that can bankrupt you really quick. Mm. So in those kind of senses, when we talk about the spiritual journey, it's really hard to not think about the human journey, because I really think that us being placed as human beings really has a lot to do with, okay, spiritual development 101. I mean, this is, you know, if you're going to learn something, because there's so much pain and suffering, and you can really find out, is it going to be about you, or is it going to be about building relationships, or different things? So this is where, like, spirit, if you think of it in terms of spiritual development, and okay, so me personally, and some people may think I'm crazy, I don't think on this radio show, I don't think.
We're going to have to go to break shortly, so finish your thought, and then we'll go to break.
Well, with reincarnation, to me, it just makes so much sense that the soul comes back and learns different lessons.
Yes.
We can go more into that after the break.
Perfect. So we're going to go to break. If you have a call about a dream that you've had, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, and my co-host, Jennifer Kautz. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. So .org. All right, we'll be right back. You're on listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
This is where the mind meets the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Let me tell you. I remember in the days of old, doesn't seem that long ago. It was Johnny, you won't be nothing unless you do what you're told. Study medicine or study law, and please put away the guitar. The best you'll ever be is the local star at the local bar. But I went and did it anyway. Family helping all the way. Now I'm here today. Records later, so you hear me say don't. When I tell you can't be anything you wanna be, don't be deceived. Been frightened by lightning. If you would have stayed inside, then we'd still be in the dark. Martin Luther King did some beautiful things, all because he had a dream, just like you and me. Don't let him say you can't be anything you wanna be.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Jennifer Kautz with us. And Jennifer is our dream analyst. And we've been talking about I Dreamed a Dream and all that is rich with symbology, and right before the break, we sort of started talking about reincarnation. I do believe that probably everybody, well, probably most of the people that are listening to the show believe in reincarnation. I know that that's certainly what I would believe in some form or another, probably different than some people, but probably, you know, similar to a lot. So let's start there.
Well, I would premise to go into describing what my idea of reincarnation is. So for me, if each of us has a soul and it's eternal, I also look at the soul as not necessarily being gender-based, and that the human condition is something that one time around, if we're here for spiritual development, who knows why we're here, really? I mean, I can't really say that I know. But when the idea got brought up a little bit more as I became older, I go, it just made so much sense in some ways for me, because people be born in different cultures, different class structures. There's just no fairness whatsoever. You know, one time around, and everybody's trying to live the dream, you know, and whatever that dream for that individual may be. And it just, I go, man, that would make so much sense, because then that's a karma. And if you, you know, did a certain amount of karma, then you would come back another lifetime to maybe, you know, make up for the karma that you might have inflicted on somebody else. So that's the idea. I personally, it just makes sense to me. I've actually had a little bit of experience. I won't go into detail, but that really solidified it for me. And actually did have a personal experience that was really profound for me. And there was a reason. I felt there was a big reason why it was shown to me, why I had a connection with this person in a previous lifetime. So, and that's one thing that dreams can do, is really reveal that to you. And I do believe that depending on, I was discussing this with somebody, like, okay, why do some people dream more than others? Why do some people are more intuitively than others? Because we all have that capacity. And for me, I think it's because maybe this time around, they weren't supposed to do that. Maybe this time around, they were supposed to be a non-aware person, so that in the midst of a group of people that they had to act out whatever, and this is the term, whatever archetypes or whatever development that they had to do. So archetypes. Archetypes are, this is a big part of dream symbolism. Carl Jung defined an archetype as a universally understood pattern, symbol, or behavior. So an archetype that is possibly a behavior that I want to talk about that can derail us from our dreams, or that is something that is part of each of us, is, and then I think we can recognize these, the victim, the saboteur, the martyr, the prostitute, the rescuer. Now, I'll go to the prostitute right away. Prostitute doesn't necessarily mean selling your body. It can also mean selling something of yourself, and for other reason. It doesn't even have to be about sex. It can be about just selling anything, so that somehow you're selling a part of yourself that is unequal. Some people prostitute themselves, just, you know, they can even just, I want to get married because I want to be, I don't necessarily love this person, but I want them to take care of me. So, you know, there can be inequalities. The victim archetype is, you know, always blaming others and just, I'm always the victim. It's never me. It's always them. But I think at times we are the victim. So really it's looking at, I mean, someone that gets raped is a victim. Now how do, then working with an individual, how do you not become the victim or allow someone else having power over you to have control over your mind? You know, saboteur is where we purposely sabotage going forward in life. So each of us, I think, built into the human condition, I believe all of us have these archetypal patterns that display themselves. And what happens in our dreams too is these patterns will show up. So if you look at your dreams, it will show you what is going on behaviorally, if you really look, and if you are able to look at some of these archetypal patterns, they definitely play out. So the different archetypes, I don't know, like there's obviously the thief archetype, what was played out in Les Mis, like you said, a lot of symbolism. Let me see. I actually didn't do that. I actually didn't kind of go through. Sometimes I do that. where I look at a lot of archetypal stuff. So, because the prostitute, that was really obvious. And, but really it's the way we identify. If we can identify ourselves within a pattern, and then we can choose to turn it around. The first thing is becoming aware of it. And then when you dream of a pattern, that is trying to break free. You know, it's in your subconscious, and then it's trying to come into your conscious. So a woman that gets beat, as we know, the statistics show that a lot of women can have a very difficult time escaping, you know, being in an abused marriage. Oftentimes, many of the women, and this is, comes from, I have a master's degree in counseling, the women have a very low self-worth of themselves. So instead of looking to themselves as saying, this is what I'm worth, they look to another human being and they're like, you're right, I'm not worth anything. And then also they get themselves in situations where they cannot support themselves and they are in an abusive situation. This is where I thought was really interesting. I was watching an interview of Oprah with LL Cool J. And this is where looking at our physical circumstances, and I'm going to make the switch here of how powerful the mind can be and the imagination and the dream world and why it is actually so important for us, even in the midst of suffering and pain, why the imagination, why the mind, and why the subconscious mind and the dreams are so important. And I, this went right along with the theme of today's show. So Oprah was interviewing, I just love her, Super Soul Sunday. I just absolutely love it. The people, she talks freely about spirituality. We were just talking about Debbie Ford passing. She actually did a show, an interview on Super Soul Sunday with Debbie Ford that revealed that she had cancer. And, I have it taped. Go back and watch that. But, interviewing LL Cool J, which I found out was his name was Ladies Love Cool James, so that's how he got his name. Yeah, Ladies Love Cool James. He was tortured. He was basically beat to torture by either a boyfriend or his mother's boyfriend or a stepdad. And he said that the one thing he did that he was able to survive that was, he says, he could beat me, he could do anything he wanted to my body, he said, but he could not have my mind and he could not have my imagination. And I wouldn't allow that other person to do that to me, which this is a theme. And I go, wow, I go, that's a very strong theme in many people's work. And this is Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl is a very famous psychotherapist or psychiatrist. And he was a Holocaust survivor. And his famous work is Man's Search for Meaning. And I would highly recommend this book. And it documents how he was able to get through the Holocaust by thinking of his wife as his beloved. And the whole time that he was being, you know, whatever horrors he went through, he refused to let the enemy have his mind and the love of his heart. So I have some quotes here that I think are just really powerful that came from Frankl.
We only have a minute, so.
Okay. And then we can finish some of this.
Yes.
When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. And another one is, the only thing you can't take away from me is the way I choose to respond to what you do to me. The last of one's freedoms is to choose one's attitude in any given circumstance.
Nice.
So I think that's where it just goes to show listening to these stories how powerful it is to maintain your imagination and a strong mind.
Yes. All right, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. So artful, A-R-T-F-U-L, soul.org, The Artful Soul. And you can find more about information about Jennifer there. And if you have a dream, and we do have a caller, so we will answer that when we get back from break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Jennifer Kautz with us. Jennifer is our dream analyst. She can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. We do have a caller. If you have a dream and you want to have it analyzed with Jennifer, Jennifer's always with us the last Wednesday of the month. You can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And before we get to more information on quotes and archetypes, let's take our first caller, which is Esther. Hi, Esther.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We haven't heard from you in a while. So how you doing?
I'm doing really good. I've been meditating and everything that you told me to do. So
good.
I'm really calmed down now. So I'm
good.
Thank you.
So you had a dream.
Okay, yes, I had a dream. I have a case going on right now. And the lady had just called me a couple of weeks ago. Well, she told me that, you know, they have extension, everything's going good with the case. But I had a dream that a friend of mine got her court case settled, and it was more than what she thought, and everything was good, but she already had her case done before Christmas. I'm wondering if it's me that I'm seeing, or is it someone else, or am I just...
Now, are you in a court case right now?
Yes, I am.
That's what I'm hearing. Yes. You're in a court case, and are you hoping to get a settlement of money from this court case?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. So what was your feeling in the dream when you were watching your friend get the court case settled?
Oh, it was a good feeling, but it was like, and I don't know why I was questioning. I thought it was over. You know, I thought the court, I thought you already got yours. But it was
that's what you said in the dream. I thought you already got yours. So,
yeah.
Okay. That's a powerful statement right there. You know, I thought you already got yours. So you might want to look at that phrase and how you're applying that phrase to your life.
Okay.
That's one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect is, which I'm trying to teach people to do. Okay, so is to go into the image of the money and pretend you're money, and you see the money as being inside the money. Can you picture yourself being the money?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can do that. Okay.
Okay, so go into the money. And then as you're the money and it's being handed to your friend, where in your body do you feel anything in your body?
In the gut.
In the gut. Okay,
and
so
I'm
that's
happy. Very powerful. It's a good feeling, but I just thought, you know, I'm like.
Now, wait, stay with that.
Okay.
And as the money's being transferred to your friend, what are you thinking? As the money, remember, you are the money, and the money is being given to your friend.
I'm like, wow, she got more. I'm like, good. I was happy that she got more than she originally thought.
Okay.
And I don't think she told it. And it was like she...
Okay, but your mental... Just a sec, Esther. Just hold on. Because what Jennifer's trying to get you to do is not be that person right now.
Right. I'm trying to get you to be the money. Yeah, I'm trying to get you to be the money. And as the money, what are the thoughts of the money? What is the money saying? Not
Hi.
You. If you were the money, what's the money saying?
What's it saying?
Yeah. As it's being transferred to your friend.
Good job, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good feeling. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. So the money is happy to be going to your friend. But
right.
What I'm hearing
from
you, But what I'm hearing from you a little bit is that maybe you have some feelings because you're still being a little bit wrapped up with your court case, and it could be about processing the feelings of, you know, you're happy for your friend, but you're like, man, she got hers, and how come I'm not getting mine? So that's a possibility of your relationship with so it could be about your relationship with money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is there is a very good possibility that it could also foretell that since your friend already got hers, that maybe you will be getting yours. But
yeah.
We don't know that.
I didn't even think of it. Right. Okay.
We don't know that.
I mean, I wasn't here. I mean, does it dream? Let me ask you this. Is it because I'm not even thinking about the case or nothing? I'm not even, I'm you know, it just popped up. I had no inkling. Yeah. That's
right, but the thing is your subconscious is thinking about it. You may not have an awareness on a day-to-day basis that you're thinking about it, but when your dreams have a dream about it, it really says, but in your gut, your body is holding a place that says you are thinking about it.
And it's holding a place that wants to be healed.
Yes.
Because if you have any sort of, not necessarily resentment, maybe a strong word, but because you said, you know, the belief that you already got yours, there's something money.
Right.
Because you feel that she's already gotten hers, and when's it my turn?
My turn.
So absolutely. There's something okay. in your unconscious that is, you know, trying to help you heal a belief you have around money. So just do yourself a favor. Do what Jennifer was sort of talking about. Think about, you know, in the situation, think about the next time you have to pay a bill. Think about the next time you have to do something. How do you feel as the money? Not as you, but when you're thinking about the money, whether there's not enough or there's enough or, you know, oh no, there's another bill. Think about how you're feeling as the money going towards this bill.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the important thing is with money, we know it's just a transition of energy. So if you can look at, so there's possibly, in order for, you might have to view money differently. This might be a dream that's saying that you're needing to view money differently. You may need to start out. One of the most powerful things is to actually thank, bills when they come in. Because if bills are coming in, it means you're able to pay them, then you have to be thankful. You have to look at money as an energy exchange.
Okay.
And I would definitely start doing some creative imagination around money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And really start working with the energy and trying to heal that. But your dream once you start doing that, you will have more dreams. It will give you another step. But it's a healing, so that when the court case comes, by that time, the money will thing with you and money will have healed, so that what is due for you to come will come.
Okay, so, Jennifer, got you. Okay.
Okay.
That's one way to look at it. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Esther.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. All right, so prior to this, we were talking about quotes and archetypes, and were you finished your...
Well, I thought that was, she shared what I thought was really powerful about dreams.
Yes.
Is that once you begin to talk about it, it's interesting the metaphors that show up.
Mm.
I think the powerful metaphor that she brought up with her was, I thought you already got yours. So that, to me, that was a powerful. And so I think the thing, and what I was trying to do, is that dreams and archetypes are images that come to us and are seeking healing, just like you said, Lori, and are, you know, and sometimes we do not want to look at them because they are extremely uncomfortable. But the thing is if we do not deal with those feelings, then that cycle, if we have a certain cycle with money, like how come I'm not getting mine? You may have a relationship with energy or money that needs to get healed in order for you to look at it differently, so that it does start flowing towards you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was a really powerful dream. And for her, she can be on her way to healing and that, you know, prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really powerful. And I think, you know, the thing about the subconscious plane is that what we have to realize is how powerful how much more real that level of reality is, even more so than the physical reality. And if we can really focus our energy and attention to the messages that are being brought to us, instead of listening to the messages to society, to you know, our parents, a lot of times with archetypes or how our life is going, oftentimes is we're not really following the path that we're supposed to be following. We could be following the path or the voice of our parents, society, you know, other things. And obviously we could easily be derailed.
We have to go to break, but
sure.
Yeah, it is fascinating. I think we'll come back with that when we come back from break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. Jennifer will be back with us on March 27th.
That's right. That's still within the 28 days. Yeah, so Jennifer will be back with us next month on March 27th. She is our dream analyst. You can find her on the web at theartfulsoul.org. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Jennifer Kautz with us, who is our dream analyst. She can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. Find out more about Jennifer. She will be back with us on March 27th, which is the last Wednesday of March. And we've been talking about I Dreamed the Dream and the symbology and the archetypes that go along with that. Where did you want to go now?
Yeah, I think we're when I left off, I was talking a little bit about where we gain our acceptance.
Mm.
So I talked a lot about, you know, staying within your own mind, staying within your own inner being when the world outside seems to be falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, and oftentimes we easily can fall apart because we identify who we are with what is happening instead of identifying that there is a space within each of us. That is extremely, and it's inside you, it's not outside of you, and it's extremely powerful, extremely connected to a much greater source. And if you can hold to that truth and have an approval of yourself and an acceptance of yourself. And this is what many successful people have. That is that has more than maybe others, is that inner strength. And but some things that you can do during those times to actually access that inner strength. Let's say you don't have that inner strength right now. But again, and you will hear me over and over again speak, and this will be redundant on every show, but if you could write, I mean, poets write about tragedy all the time because it's an access of your feelings and of a way to access yourself in a way. It gets all the junk out of the way, but it also can speak to a much deeper place. I highly recommend any art form because the arts show the symbology of life. It gives a greater meaning to even to tragedy. I highly recommend Beasts of the Southern Wild that was just out. I saw it. It was amazing. Very artistic piece. Did not have your normal plot. Had a huge symbology. I thought it had quite an indigenous quality to it, of a type of indigenous life that is being lived in America that we see as just people being of poverty, but yet it had such a richness to it because they were so connected to nature. Mm-hmm. I found that to be very inspiring. So again, inspiring movies. Some others are, there's one out right now, Searching for Sugar Man, Detroit Man. His music in the 60s became well known in South Africa. He became an Elvis legend in South Africa, and he never knew it, never got a dime of it. He's 70 years old, and they thought he was dead. He just discovered that he's this big Elvis star in South Africa. So this documentary is about that. It's huge inspiration. Who knows why that happened the way it did. But, you know, I think searching out other human stories, human connection through tragedy, discussing what life means at a deeper level than just the surface things and really going into our feelings. I have Gandhi, The Color Purple. Secret Life of Bees was amazing. I mean, and other people I'm sure have their own. But they said movies have become the young people's new religion because many of them don't go to church, and there's so much mythology and story that goes on in movies. Again, artwork, expressing yourself through art, through symbology, it allows life to be more, it gives an energetic quality when you move life into art. And you see it through a different lens. I saw a document through the Beasts of the Southern Wild. If we looked through the lens of this society and saw how those people were living through our eyes, we think that they are not successful. But in the eyes of the movie, it showed how successful they actually were because they were creating a place for themselves, and they saw themselves as a connection of nature. And it really allows you to change perception on how we view ourselves as human beings in the nature and the web of life. So I recommend anybody going to museums. If you're going through tragedy, seek out some type of art, whether it be books, movies, writing for yourself, reading books. Some books for contacting, for going in for your inner voice is Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way, amazing book. Mm-hmm. The Artist's Way, that she talks about making sure you write 3 pages every day. And then the other one is let's see, Connor. Her name is Janet, I think, Janet Connor, and it's called Writing Down Your Soul. But, and I will share books. I'm a bookworm. I will constantly, I can read, I think I just read Winter of the World. It was about 1,000-page book, and I'm not bragging, but I do, I read a lot. So I think I read it in just like two and a half days. Mm-hmm. And, but they had huge amounts of symbol, huge tragedy. It was about World War II. The Nazi concentration camps and people going through that. Connect to the human story. Connect to others. You won't feel so isolated. Life can take on a different meaning, even though at times you really just don't know what the hell it's for. But I recommend highly just the human connection and giving of yourself to others, service to others. If there's something you can give to others, I highly recommend.
I think everything's important. Definitely connecting in with, you know, any type of art. And, you know, media is our art.
Yes.
In some senses.
Yes.
But being of service, that...
Absolutely.
That, I mean, it's a mental framework. It certainly, you know, you need to look at, you know, the motivation you have. That
Absolutely.
Probably is the most important when you're
Absolutely.
Looking at something like that. But, you know, that's just a way of opening up your soul to...
Absolutely.
To give. I mean, it's... Yeah. It's why we're here. Every single yeah. person on the planet is here to be in service of
yes.
some sort.
Absolutely. And then when you can connect with someone, if you go in with an intention of being the savior, forget it.
Yeah.
You know.
Motivation.
Intention. Yeah. What's your intention? If you're going in to help others empower themselves because you know you have a certain skill set, or let's say you have a certain amount of compassion, or just that you just want to help. That experience will change you more than you think that you're going to go in and change them. And that's the transformation that can happen. That's the energy exchange that really is what takes to heal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So thank you, Lori. I really appreciate you. You're doing a beautiful service of just allowing just even these discussions. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love having you, Jennifer. I think it's a beautiful addition to the team, and I think if you're looking at consciousness, you have to look at your dreams.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. This is Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul and Jennifer Kautz from theartfulsoul.org. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.